L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh, feel the specialness, people. Feel the special. This is a special, special podcast that we do at the end of every year. And I love it because, you know, the Brown Node is not just a source of entertainment. You're just hanging out with us free, you know, like as if we were in your house or in your headphones, wherever you are. It's more, you know, we get to share the little silly little things that we've learned. And we don't like facts. We don't like stats and like politics and history. Anyone can Google that kind of stuff. We like the random things that you pick up throughout life. Like, oh, you know what? Saw this, heard that. Do you remember this? Do you remember that? And it's the things that you would share with your friends, and we share it with you guys. And now, Satch, you've kindly been working on all of the things we've learned for the year. And actually, I've got to say, this year, I've been more excited about this episode. I've been talking about the highlights of things we've learned since about February.
Since the start.
Yeah. Honestly, there are some gems in there this year, boys.
Oh, and they're probably all thanks to me. Even though I was banned.
Well, it's funny you say that because listening back to all of them, you were banned because you just kept on giving rubbish ones week after week. I think there was probably a 6 weeks, Tommy, where he just said stupid things like live, love, laugh or whatever. Some stupid.
No.
Well, so he just came out. Then he came out with something he overheard some auntie saying on a bus. Then honestly, it was just all rubbish. So,
yeah,
you know.
Obviously, when you hear them all isolated like that, Satch.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're doing a school report for your
kids.
That's
exactly what it is.
Let's have a look at all of his results. And then
I think we should go for it. He's a solid. I ain't giving him more than a 3.5 out of 10. It was that bad.
Come on. I made such an effort this year.
Room for improvement.
Working towards room for improvement. But Tommy, me and you.
Yeah.
Good ones.
So we've got loads in there this year. Okay. So it's all coming your way right now. So we've got all of the best things we've learned from the year. This is a nice one just to have on. You're on a run, you're on a little walk around, and or you know, even if you're over at dinner or you've got people over, let it play in the background and enjoy, as you would say, Kej, enjoy the gyan from me and Satch. But is there any, Kej? Is there a couple?
There's a few of them.
Let's go for it. Let's get into the first one.
There are more English words beginning with the letter S than any other letter.
Oh, yeah, that's why in Scrabble, S is not worth a lot of points.
There are more words beginning with S.
The letter S, yeah. That's like the most popular letter.
Yeah, in the dictionary.
Good one.
I do like Scrabble.
There's a thick section, the S.
Yes, the S is a thick section.
There you go. You got a thick S.
Thick S. Go on, Tommy.
Your S is so thick. My one is about the term hat trick.
Okay. Oh,
when you hear
cricket,
you got a hat trick.
Football.
When you score three goals in a game, if you're a footballer,
it's always about threes.
That's three.
Yeah. When you're playing cards, sometimes you can be playing for a hat trick.
Get three hands.
But why hat trick?
Trick.
Why hat trick? Why does that mean three?
It's a trick out of the hat. You go ta-da, and then three rabbits come out.
He made that up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's wrong. No, he's wrong.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Three flowers come out of it.
No.
Is it something to do with magic?
And also, what are the origins of hat trick? It is from a sport.
This is a brilliant one.
I tell you what, cricket or football.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know hat trick from football mainly, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've kind of given it away with the way I said it. But hat trick originally is a term from cricket.
Okay.
And how it worked was, if you bowled out three people in a row.
Hat trick.
Right? They would give you a hat. They would get, that would be the prize. Oh. You'd get a nice hat.
Oh.
So, like, oh, he's done the hat trick. He's done
the
he's
hat. Got, he's done the trick to get trick, the hat.
Yeah, he's done the trick to get the hat. And then it applied to anything with three, and then it moved into football. And if anything, I'd say it's more popular in football now than it is in cricket.
Okay.
But hat trick is a term that comes from cricket.
Cricket.
Wow.
And you
cricket.
Actually got a hat.
Wow.
Little doppy trick.
Get your head around this. The television was invented before sliced bread.
No.
The television?
Fact.
Nah, bro.
Fact.
What, they didn't cut a loaf, but they put a picture on
the
TV?
Yep. I thought sliced bread was one of the first things. That's why they say the saying, isn't it?
No, that's the best thing since sliced
bread. Oh, the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. The television was invented before sliced
bread. Oh, do we know the years?
So you can buy bread, obviously. You could buy
like
bread.
Just a loaf.
But it was just a loaf.
No one thought to cut it. Unbelievable.
That's a fact.
Wow.
And you can't even patent that. Do you know what I mean? Like once one person like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And that's it. And everyone does it. You can't make money out of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Whereas
that's a good one, wasn't it?
That's a good one.
I was quite shocked.
I wouldn't have known that. What was the first video ever to be played on MTV?
Oh, I know this, you know.
Okay, it's got to be Madonna, MJ. Madonna or MJ?
No.
Is it one of them two?
It was played at 1 minute past 12 on the 1st of August, 1981. The first video to be played on MTV US was Video Killed the Radio Star.
Video Killed the Radio Star. Is that Madonna?
No, Bruce Woolley.
Who?
Bruce Woolley. And
Woolley?
His band, yeah.
I never knew they sang that. I
thought it was a woman as well.
I thought it was Madonna.
It's Bruce Woolley on the 1st of August, 1981. I'm on bangers.
The thing
this year.
I learned is about Iron Man. Obviously, everyone's seen Iron Man.
I haven't, but carry on.
You've not seen Iron Man?
No,
the film.
Don't care.
You've never seen Iron Man?
Not interested.
Bruh, okay.
You've never... Yeah, you watch all that other shit.
You've never seen one film.
What do you
Iron
mean?
Iron Man. Iron Man is so beautiful. No, so it's sexy. It's him.
Rubbish,
he's
man.
Cool.
He's good.
He's so good at it.
No. Oh. So anyway, his computer's called Jarvis, Tommy. You know that? His little assistant thing. Jarvis, you know, sort this out for me.
Yeah.
What is... Jarvis is an acronym. Did you know that?
Okay.
You got that right.
About?
Just action.
No.
About?
No.
Just about. Just all.
Just A...
Just a...
Random.
Rather.
Huh?
Just a rather.
Just a rather...
Very.
Very...
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
System.
System.
Jarvis.
Just a rather... Okay. The big clock in London.
Big
What's
Ben.
It called, right? Yeah?
Big
you've had your picture taken next to it?
It's not... The clock's not called that.
Well done. What is Big Ben?
The bell.
Well done. That's not the thing I learned.
Oh.
Right.
What did you
Part
learn?
Part one. I knew that all the time. That Big Ben is the...
The bell.
The gunpy.
Yeah,
as it were, right?
Yeah.
Inside it, the
Not
dong,
the, clock.
The big dong, right?
Gundy
but what?
Bigger Ben.
Yeah. Ooh, actually, and it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be Gundy Big Ben, it'd be Do Gundy Big Ben, hair. That's right. Your name, Jimmy.
Right.
What is that building called?
Oh.
What is that? That's got another name, bruv.
The White Tower.
It's not called Big Ben, that big long column with the clock at the top. Inside, the Gundy is Big Ben. What is that called?
Come on.
This is the
what
fact
is that
of the
called?
Day.
The White Tower.
No. Why did you say that?
I don't know. I heard someone say that as an answer for something on The Chase, and I thought maybe that's it.
You're not a million miles away. It's something tower, actually.
Wouldn't have a clue.
The Queen's Tower.
Oh, there you go. You're now even closer.
Oh.
Which Queen?
The Queen Victoria Tower.
Nope, the other one.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Tower.
Elizabeth Tower.
Is the name of what we've all been calling all our life Big Ben. The actual clock building. The clock building is called the Elizabeth Tower.
The word candy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Where does that come from?
Oh, don't tell me. Now that you've just said it, because obviously I'm going to naturally think it's Indian.
Candy. Not that guy who reads Talk Sport and called.
No.
100% Mo.
Candy. Because cund is sugar.
Yeah.
So is it a desi Sanskrit
word? Good little word there.
But I hadn't pieced that together. My dad will love that. I've got to tell him that. Well, Dad, if you're
It originates from India. And
it urinates?
Sanskrit. What, no, candy?
If you urinate candy.
Comes from Sanskrit.
Yeah, good.
Do you know how and why? Because sugarcane was first processed 2,500 years ago in Bihar. And it was made from, so you know sugarcane?
Yeah.
It was all shredded into small pieces.
Yeah.
Or small particles, I should say. And the word for that, as we all know, small bits of sugar, karnd.
Karnd.
Yeah.
And that's how the word candy comes about. So it's not from America, the word candy.
No.
It's in
Sanskrit.
Indian. I love that.
There we go.
The thing I learned, I don't know if this has been done on the podcast before, because I feel like it does.
Well, then it's not making it.
No, I think it will.
Go on. Well,
the word avocado.
Yeah.
Comes from the ancient Aztec word for...
Like, I've got a license, but do you have a cardo?
Avocado.
No. That was good. Does it come from the word... Wait, does it come from the old word...
Does it come from the word
ocado? Etymology? I love this.
No.
Stuff.
Ocado.
No. It's basically... Avocado is named after something. Why is it named after that? It'll all make sense in a sec when I tell you the word. Shall I tell you the word?
It's
testicle.
Oh, of course.
So that's what they're saying they look like. Yeah. Like bulls.
Yes.
Like
a bull. Yeah.
And
yes.
It does.
Yes.
Particularly and, a bull. You know, like a
and
bull.
Only humans can ingest it. Because if an animal eats an avocado, they die.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah. But the word guacamole.
Oh,
yeah,
guacamole.
Literally translates to.
Go on. Holy bull sack.
Testicle sauce.
Whoa, no.
Brilliant.
Wow. That's
Mexican.
That's brilliant. Awesome. And do you know what?
That is brilliant.
Kedge always asks you for your guacamole. Yeah,
I love it.
It makes sense now, mate. Yeah, makes sense.
I love it. It's so tasty.
Wow. Is that really?
Give me my testicle sauce.
I love it.
Okay, the thing I've learned is about the phrase daylight robbery.
Oh, why is it known as daylight robbery?
So where do you think that phrase comes from when is you hear, it's daylight robbery? I tell you what I thought all my life, but I think you probably thought the same as me. Where do you think it comes from?
Is it from Money Heist because they robbed the bank?
Well, daylight. But why daylight robbery? Why do they say that phrase?
Because it happened in the daytime. They robbed it in front of everyone's eyes.
Right, like in robbed in plain sight kind of thing. Yeah. But it's not. That's not where it comes from as a phrase. Daylight robbery comes from going back to Victorian times when they introduced a tax on properties. So the owners of properties would have to pay a tax according to the amount of windows that they've got on their properties.
Oh, right, wow.
So there was a window tax.
Of course there was. And that, yes. Right. Carry on.
So what they would do, what these owners of the property would do, they go, right, you've got to pay for your windows. They'd block up their windows. But they wouldn't block up the windows where they mainly live in the house, like the ground floor.
The first floor.
They'd block up the servants' quarters, so down low. Have you ever seen those properties in London where they've got quarters down below? And you can just
downstairs.
See... And if you look at those buildings, you can just see the tops of windows that are blocked out where the pavement now joins into it because they've just closed it off. And at the very top of the building, like in the loft where also servants might stay, they've blocked out those windows. And so they would quite literally take the daylight away from those poorer people and they called it daylight robbery. So
I love that. I'm going to use that one, Tommy.
The thing I learned is what was the first DVD?
What like of what of what program?
What was the first DVD that was that or film? Let's put it down to film.
Oh, okay.
And where did it come out?
Okay, so if we go to the year first, I'm not going to look at your screen.
Don't look at my screen.
When was that? Sort of late '80s. That time.
Late '80s. Is that what you're going for, Satch? Do you want to go with a number? Do you want to go with a year?
I'd probably go
the first one. The first one was late '80s.
I'd probably go '90s. You know.
Okay. Let's go. Give me a year.
Okay. So okay, I'm just going to add to that because I'm older than you.
Yeah.
When I was at
what
university,
makes you think it was in the 80s?
I don't think it's the 80s.
Because you said the first DVD.
Yeah.
So before it goes, like,
But do you remember DVD machines in the 80s?
No, bro. No. Blockbuster still had cassettes when I used to go there. There was no DVDs.
But I thought someone might, like, you know, like laser discs or whatever. Like, let's say Star Wars would have gone, I know, let's put it on DVD, this new format.
Jurassic Park.
That was 91, I think.
No, I think it was a bit later.
Okay. So the first DVD was launched in Japan.
Yeah.
In November 1996.
See, it was late. Okay,
And it was just basically a compilation of music videos.
Oh.
But the first film, a month later, and there were four that they released at the same time. The Assassin, Blade Runner, Eraser, and The Fugitive.
I've got Blade Runner on DVD.
Bruv, you know what? It's worth checking how, because people are now selling these. And they're difficult to find. And the people are getting like £100 for these DVDs.
I'll have a look.
What, so, for your Blade Runner?
I've got Blade Runner on DVD.
And the one that people are all fighting for is, do you remember Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later?
Yeah.
They're saying if you got that
on DVD.
If you got that on DVD.
I think I got that, you know.
That is worth a lot of money. Because people are going crazy for that one.
I need to
and
have a look.
It's so rare to find.
The thing I learned is 4.8 billion people in the world own a mobile phone. But only 4.2 billion people own a toothbrush. That's interesting, isn't it?
What a world we live in.
There's 8 billion people in the world, thereabouts, just over. And nearly 5 billion have got a mobile, but only 4 billion have got a toothbrush.
Mad.
So how can that's, what is this world coming to? Rather have a phone than a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Only two people in the world know the recipe for Coca-Cola, and they can't travel anywhere together in case something happens to both of them, and then the recipe's screwed forever. Two people know the original, proper, exact recipe. Sick.
The thing that I learned, I've got, right, basically, I know that there was a guy I was listening to on a podcast. I've forgotten his name because I was running at the time, but this was the fact that stuck in my head. Two of them. The optimum kiss should last.
Yeah, go on.
For six seconds.
Yeah. And six the hug
seconds.
Should be, and 20 the hug
seconds
should be 20
for the
seconds.
Hug. Yeah, 20 yeah, seconds yeah, for yeah. the hug. It releases the right amount of oxytocin into your body from your hypothalamus. That's where it's created. It's
pecks on the cheek. No good. No good.
No. It is true that birds can't fart. They can't fart. They can't fart. Pigeons can't fart. They don't even have the actual like the anatomy or the physical capabilities to fart.
A sphincter.
There is no need for gas to be inside of a bird.
Yeah, but so what? They don't get gassy.
No, they don't get gassy. They just poo, and that's it. There's no farting element.
Huh? Ah.
With all those seeds, nuts, or
no, they just. They don't even.
It just comes out in liquid state.
Their insides are not the same as a human. Yeah, where we
haven't got the same level of intestines that we have.
Yeah, literally, there's no. If there is any gas in a bird, then it's sick. It shouldn't have that.
Right.
Wow.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Birds can't fart. Pigeons can't fart.
I would have thought that poo and gas. I'm sorry to be crude here. Sorry, everyone. But I would have thought they go a little bit side by side. That one.
Well, no, that's because we're human.
But that's in humans, Tommy.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to work out is how something smelly and horrible like poo can be created and then dispelled from a body without any gas relating to that product. Most product, any product.
Yeah, they must think we're weird kind of that odor. We actually fart.
Yeah, they probably get scared if you fart near them. They're like, what's that?
Yeah, they probably think, why doesn't it just all come out?
Yeah.
A little bit of curiosity from me. I'm walking along and this... how do we say it? We were going for dinner on Friday night.
Mm.
And I thought we were going to go there. And this place is known for its cocktails. I thought, I wonder if they do a mocktail as well. Because I do like a good mocktail. You do a good mojito mocktail, it's delicious, right? Nice and sugary, syrupy. And I thought, cocktail.
Oh. Did you Google that? You Googled
it? Yeah, I did Google it.
Yeah, what came up?
Right. No. Oh. I Googled.
Yeah.
Why do they call it cocktails? No, I didn't get nothing dodgy.
That's a good Google.
Yeah.
That's a very good Google.
That's a very good Google.
But before I did it, and before I read it, I was like, what do you think? I thought, cocktail, is it because it's a bit fancy?
Is it something to do with oxtail?
No.
What?
You know when you got one mate that just makes it weird? Like, what? No.
No, that's not weird.
That is weird.
No.
That's the first thing I came to mind.
I tell you what I thought. I thought, and this is wrong, because cocktails are a bit fancy, they put like, might put like not feathers in there, but sparkles, they might make it look like a feathery, like a the tail of a cockatoo. Is what I think, like a parrot.
Oh yeah,
like it's a cocktail. And I thought, why a cocktail?
And it's like a cock's tail.
Yeah, or like the tail of a cock.
Yeah,
like the Spurs logo.
Yeah,
yeah, which has got a cock on it, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's got a cock in the jacket now as well, isn't it? so it comes from. This is brilliant. Cocktail, which sounds like I'm just saying it with an accent. But
yeah, that's just saying that's the accent.
No, cocktail. That was Italian. No, say it again.
I was trying to be French. Cocktail. Cocktail?
Yeah.
C-O-Q-U-E-T-E-L.
Cocktail.
Cocktail. Right? A cocktail was a term for a mixed drink in Bordeaux.
Wow.
Right? So
French.
So it's complete, right? So it's nothing to do with cock and tail. It's cocktail.
Yeah.
Spelled right that cocktail. Way. But they became cocktail in America. But however, the coquetier is a French word for an egg cup. It's the vessel in which someone called Antoine Amédée Péchaud.
Pardon me. Beg your pardon.
Péchaud.
It is Péchaud.
Hey.
It is.
Time to Péchaud. Your rent is due. Péchaud.
That's going to be the best surname ever. Antoine Péchaud.
Péchaud, yeah.
Love it.
Antoine Amédée Péchaud. Okay, anyway. Antoine Amédée, right?
Monsieur
used
Péchaud?
To drink used to drink out of those egg cups, which were called coquetiers.
So it's more the
glass. So it's an Anglo-American pronunciation of rapidly turned into cocktail. So she, well, I presume it's a she. And Antoine, no, is that Antoine's a man, isn't
That's
it?
That's a man.
Yeah. Yeah, Antoine, he would drink Antoine, out of Antoine the egg de cup.
Huh? Antoine de Coq.
Who's that?
What is that? Eurodresh.
Oh, was that his name?
Maybe it's a play on words. That's maybe. Why he called him.
Maybe. And maybe he's, oh God. Well, Antoine Amédée Béchard used to drink out of the coquetier and he used to have mixed drinks and that became the cocktail and cocktail throughout America became cocktail.
Brilliant.
So nothing to do with cocks or tails.
That's a good one to drop when you go drinking next time.
Exactly. So it's a French word. Cocquetier is what you got to remember, which is the egg cup. And cocktail is a term for a mixed drink from Bordeaux. There
so
you go.
Was mocktail with marshalled?
Beg your pardon?
No, like
Mayshod. It would be Mayshod.
Mayshod.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. That's what it is.
Okay. I'm just putting it out there.
11% of the world's gold is held by Indian women.
Wow.
So it's wow. That's 18,000 tons of gold.
That is loads.
That is unbelievable.
18,000 tons.
11% of the whole world's gold. Indian women.
What?
Wow.
You'd think that obviously it's like countries, you know, countries have gold reserves and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
These lot like probably got more gold than some countries. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just theirs.
That is loads.
My thing that I learned this week, and I was quite sort of blown away when I heard about this, and that is, you know, obviously the solo guitar moment. It might be a moment, actually, in Michael Jackson's Beat It.
It's like an electric guitar towards the end.
Electric guitar. Do you know who does that one? Who plays that?
Is it pretty Slash or something?
No,
like?
It's not Slash. It's Van Halen.
Oh, okay, there you go. Mm. Right.
And this is the bit I didn't know. So Michael Jackson asked Van Halen, would you mind just, I need a solo, you know, bit on Beat It to just take it to another level. He turns up. Michael Jackson has got £1 million in cash ready for him in a bag. Van Halen turns up, one take, picks up the suitcase, walks out. And that's exactly how that happened for that
track. I can believe that.
Can you imagine those days?
And bro, what year is Beat It? £1 million then. Honestly, if you had £1 million house then, that house is worth £8-9 million today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So he went and bought a house.
To have that in cash.
But like, he just rocked up. Like, you know what I mean? One take. And it was one take. Michael Jackson asked him. Michael Jackson had the money ready in the bag.
I can believe that.
I love stories like that. Yeah. And you just think, that is incredible. That has become one of the most, you know, popular solo.
That was like something like when Jay-Z recorded his whole album, The Blueprint, or something, in like a day or something like that. Wow. The whole album. And he just went in. Did the verse and left. That was it. Done.
Big buck stuff, man. Yeah, that always blows me away.
Yeah.
My thing is, this week I learned that, you know Ralph Lauren?
Oh, yeah. God, I haven't... Who wears anything Ralph Lauren?
I don't know. I still do. I'll tell you why I mainly do.
What do you have, Ralph Lauren?
Like, just the odd polo shirt. You know,
that's about it, though, isn't it?
I remember.
I had a Ralph Lauren jacket, bomber jacket.
Was it blue and white and red?
Yellow and black.
Yeah, okay. So it's always quite...
Disco Dania special, that one.
Yeah. But what's Ralph Lauren's real name? It's Ralph something else.
Oh.
Do you know it? Because it's quite funny.
Who's Lauren?
He's made it up.
Oh. Is it his girlfriend's name or something?
No, he just made it up because
it's a good name.
His actual surname starts with an L, but it's Lifshitz.
Luingo.
Eh? Uh-huh. Lifshitz.
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 Right.
Was it Ralph Lifshitz was his name.
Wow.
Lifshitz.
Lifshitz.
Ralph Lauren. Lifshitz. Ralph Lifshitz.
Ralph.
Right. And he's like, well, that ain't gonna work. Yeah. And he went Ralph Lauren and made it.
Ralph Lauren.
Oi, Lifshitz. That's what you're wearing. You're wearing a Lifshitz.
Obviously, we know what if someone says to you, I'll be there in a sec, how long's a sec?
Second.
1 second.
See you in five. How long's five?
5 minutes.
5 seconds.
No, see you in five. I'm not going to, because I'm only 5 seconds. If you're five seconds away, you're right there. No.
Could be 5 hours.
No. It would be, if I said, hey, bro, where are you?
Or 10.
I'm at the house. I'll see you in 10. 10 minutes. Minutes.
Okay, fine. If you say to someone, I'll see you in a moment, how long is that?
Oh, it's a moment. No, moment is just, I'll see you in a moment. I don't think he's got time.
This is legit.
A moment is a minute.
No.
It's just one moment. It's just one
moment. 1 hour.
No.
Oh my God.
See you in a moment.
Hold on, okay, don't tell me. So you're telling me right now that a moment isn't a minute?
No.
And that's a fact.
Because then you say, I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what makes you think it was a minute.
A moment, because it's one moment. I don't know. Maybe because it just sounds a bit like minute.
I didn't realise there's a time, specific time there allotment is. To this word moment.
There is.
At this very moment in time. You know people say
now,
that, right?
See you in a moment. See
at
you
this
now.
This moment.
No, seconds. No time.
You know what? For a vegetarian, you do stinky burps. You know that. It's such a kebab de garde.
In your face as well.
But like,
I had garlic.
Like,
I had garlic.
I'm glad I don't sit there.
It's like a mushroom toe. But obviously, I got with it. And I figured, I got a bit embarrassed because I thought, that's that Asian smell that we let off. And I'm like, hold on, that's one of you two then. I thought, it ain't Satch because I'm looking at him. And I can feel it.
It's heavy garlic on the pasta.
I feel it going in my ear. Anyway, a moment you'd say like this, like Kedge's burp is going to linger for a moment.
It might do.
That's 60 seconds.
Is it more than a minute?
It's more than a minute.
Really? Less than an hour.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then I would have guessed the other way. I would have gone, oh, bruv, it just took me a moment. I'll get it done. Like it's almost like a scant.
In a day.
How would you say scant? Second.
Give me a time. Go on.
60 minutes.
No.
I'm going to go half a day.
No, this moment.
Go on.
It's got maybe...
2 seconds.
Okay, if it's not a minute, 10 minutes.
It's more than a minute.
Okay.
Give me something.
2 minutes.
90 seconds.
2 minutes. But I don't know why.
90 seconds.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
Why?
That's a mad one, isn't it?
The moment is 90 seconds. That is the time. If you say to someone, I'll do it in a moment, you've got 90 seconds to do that.
90 seconds. Wow. I did not know that.
That is a very good, proper, like, because it's a word that we all use all the time.
That's a good one.
Because mine's a wicked little bit of trivia. It came up on my phone, and I thought, that's it, bank this one, because it's a phrase that we, a word that we use all the time, but do you know why we use it? So the word I'm talking about is the word clue.
Clue.
What is a clue?
When give, they us, say, give us a clue.
A clue. Have you got a clue?
Cludo. Cludo.
What is
that? Why the hold a minute.
Or more importantly, where does it come from? Where is does that, the word clue come from?
Is that why the game was invented?
Cludo. Like, Cludo. Give us a clue.
Cludo.
Is it an Indian word? Cludo.
I don't know, but it sounds like, or it could be a martial art like taekwondo.
Oh yeah,
Cludo.
Cludo.
Okay. So where does the word clue come from? Is it a Latin thing?
No, not really. Not really.
Anything to do with the loo?
No, nothing to do with the loo.
Clue. It's just short for
Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, exactly that. No, no, nothing to do with them either.
I don't even know what it could be short for.
Exactly. This is
Cluso.
It's just mad, I think. What I love about language, and I've always loved this about language, is how a word and its meaning from way back in the day has stuck and has now been used for something completely different. A clue,
give us a clue,
is a ball, a yarn, a ball of yarn of wool.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you were in a maze, you would use a clue to unravel and get yourself
follows,
out.
Follows, oh, right?
So you'd say,
yeah.
I need a clue to get out of this mess. So now the word clue just became, oh, well, I don't know, I can't think. Give me a clue.
Give
like,
me a clue.
Like referring to the ball of yarn.
Yeah.
And
now
you know the word clue comes from ball of wool.
Wow.
And
that changes the word. That
see, and
the
that was, it was actually spelled C-L-E-W. I think it is. That's what a clue of wool is.
And now
so there you go. So clue comes from that. Give us a clue. Next time you say it.
Love it.
Now you know where it comes from. I love stuff like that.
I love that. Yeah, and then we also discovered that Cluedo is a Desi word as well.
Cluedo. No, and Cluedo is a rip-off of Give Us a Clue.
Yeah.
That's really what you're saying.
That's it, yeah. Very but good. The board game is like incredible. That.
The phrase, back to square one. Where does that come from?
Oh,
I reckon. Go on. What are you going to say, Satch?
Snakes and Ladders.
Oh, no.
I thought that as well, but it's not that. Back to square one. And why do we still use it? The reason behind that is back in the day when there was no telly and it was just radio and you would listen to football on the radio, the pitch was divided into squares so that the people who are listening understand exactly where the ball is. If the ball went back to the keeper, it was back to square one.
The loading icon.
The loading?
The loading icon.
Rounds get round and
round.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called? It's got a name.
The loading.
Buffer. Is it the buffer circle?
Oh, you mean that when on a computer screen?
Yeah. The loading.
It's like originally,
it's like a circle like with lines. And then it's like, you know, obviously.
Originally.
You get different stars.
You get different stars.
And sometimes it just keeps going round. Sometimes it goes round slowly.
Time waster. The
countdown clock.
Circle of doom is what we call it at Tottenham. Yeah. Because basically, you get onto that page when you're trying to book tickets and you're stuck on it for ages.
Oh, okay.
Well, so, next time you can tell them the official word for it.
Glory which is.
I learned it this week.
Go on.
Morty.
Go on.
Morty.
Morty.
Is that a little hole?
No. Go on.
It's called a throbber.
A throbber.
It's called a throbber.
So oh, say, so if you're designing your website, page, if you're designing your website, you ask for a throbber. Yeah.
Why?
Don't know. That's just the name for it.
Okay. It makes my head throb.
The throbber.
Yeah. When you're waiting for that to work. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's called a throbber.
When there's three people on the website, it's troubling.
No, like you know when you're trying to get your tickets and everything, and it's like,
yeah. So it's like
so three or four people are there. Mooching around.
Thousands.
Are they quite a popular club, Kedge?
It's very popular. It's not easy.
I hope we haven't done this one before. I hope, because this is so big as a thing I've learned, and it's Michael Jackson related.
Okay.
I'm worried it's going to have already been out there.
Is it to do with Wannabe Started Something?
No.
Okay, crack on.
It's to do with Thriller.
Okay.
Thriller. The words of Thriller.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you guys and thinking, it was never, because this is Thriller, Thriller Night. Do you know what the original was?
I've heard it, and I've, yeah, it was.
Is it Griller, because he had a kebab shop?
No. It was someone who was a bit weak, and he goes, because he is Thriller.
He's a bit Thriller. No, it was something else. And I do know this. And I was like, oh, God, can you imagine if it was that? It would have been rubbish.
The original words to Thriller, this blew my mind. I actually thought it's AI. So I started Googling. I thought someone's just AI'd it, changed it, and made it this.
No, it is real. It is real.
But it is real. So the original Thriller song wasn't nothing to do with Thriller. It was Starlight Night.
That's it.
It's Starlight Nights. The beat is gonna get you.
That's it.
So it was a disco song, Starlight Nights. This is Starlight Nights. Can you imagine how different the world would be if we didn't have the coffins opening and all
you
of that?
You wouldn't have had Vincent Price. Darkness falls across the land.
The original words to Thriller was Starlight Nights.
Brilliant.
Never knew it. Brilliant.
What does the Stan mean in certain countries' names, like Afghanistan, like Kazakhstan, like Tajikistan, like Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan? And this is what I found out. Now, they all have this suffix. What does the Stan mean? Now, this Stan actually comes from the Persian language to mean land. So like Afghanistan is the land of the Afghans, right? But then you're thinking, well, hold on a minute, that doesn't work for Pakistan. No. Why is that? But it's different from Pakistan. Now, this is where I learned a little bit of history, and I thought, wow. So Pakistan, that original name was first bandied about and created in 1933. And this was an acronym of all the multiple major ethnicities along the Indus Valley, which is Punjab, Afghania, Kashmir, and Sindh. So P-A-K-S. And then in 1947, when it was officially recognized as a country, they called it the land of the pure. And that's what Pak means, pure. So that's why Pakistan is that. But otherwise, the Stan normally means land.
Land.
Ah, come on. That was good, wasn't it? That was good. There you go. That is the highlights of all the best things we've learned this year. And there was a bit of Kedge. It was all right.
There was.
We were all in there as well. So on that note, we want to thank you, number one, for listening to the podcast all this year round. And you know what? Every year the stats come out. There's more and more. There's thousands and thousands.
Another big year.
And don't think it's not appreciated. This is our little baby. This is our little place and space where we get to have a laugh and chat how we'd chat if we were just hanging out together. And you guys have been a part of that. So thank you. Hope you had a great 2024. A happy new year now is really what we should be saying.
Happy new year. And also, can I just do a thank you to everyone who came and saw the Brownlow live? Because it didn't happen once this year. It happened twice. Do you know what I mean? Mm. We're at the London Podcast Festival and in Birmingham. You know, let's try and see if we can do a bit more of that next year.
And as you all know, you all know that, you know, I'm going to still be homeless for the next few months. So we'll still be taking the Brownlow out and about. So hopefully we'll be coming to a town near you. If that all works out well. So we will definitely catch you in 2025. Boys, have a great festive break. And here's to the best year ever. Nice one, Kedge. Cheers, Satch.
Laters, boys.
Laters.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.